they're extrapolating the data from adults down to children and adolescents. This is not acceptable. Children are not little adults. Not acceptable at all. Children have a 99.997% survivability from the COVID. 99.997%. Let me repeat that for you all to understand. And there's evidence that these children are actually a buffer. What that means is that these children actually, for some reason, do not spread the disease. Children are not super spreaders. So what we're doing to our kids right now is actually criminal. We are isolating them. We are putting them in masks, which is also clinically dangerous. We are also telling them that, psychologically telling them that if they bring COVID home, they're going to kill grandma, granddad, aunt, uncle, mom, and dad. That is a horrible, horrible situation to put on our kids. Let me go back to the rotavirus vaccine of 1999. I've been in practice long enough that I actually was giving rotavirus back in 1999. And it was pulled off the market then because of 15 cases of intussusception. Intussusception is where the gut telescopes on itself. Intussusception is not necessarily life-threatening. It sometimes self-reduces, but the rotavirus vaccine was actually pulled immediately, and we stopped giving it to our kids. And what has happened with this particular vaccine is appalling to me. We have in excess of 4,000 deaths, and this thing has not been pulled yet. This is absolutely unacceptable. On top of that, you know, a few years ago, maybe some of you don't understand that we had a flu epidemic, pandemic in 2017, and it killed 95,000 Americans. And 95,000 Americans died despite the fact that we have early effective antiviral treatment for the flu.